This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
That was that say. So we're holding by Birchas Rifa'enu. And one of the things we keep stressing always is that part of davening is looking at the way Chazal were misakin the different eschals gives us a certain feedback about what's the appropriate attitude towards it. We could have just had one more kasha, wrap it this person, give paranasa this person, help us with outsources here and there. Chazal gave each one a certain expression that goes long in telling us what that midah is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we shall so and so on. I want to start with the tour. The tour says, again, he's quoting a Gemara, but it just puts it together. Umaro loyma refua bishminis. What's the state of having the refua bishminis? Why? Omer b'acha mitoich shenitna mila bishminis. Utsucha refua kavua bishminis. Because mila was given shminis, so mila needs refua, so mila it's there the eighth. Vigam G'day loyma ge'ula b'shviyas shino seir ha'pasik she'roi loyma refuah v'slicha le'gula k'pichas le'el. So really refuah should have been between slicha and gula. And we'll discuss that in a minute. But right now I want to focus back on the shmini. K'nech sir salecha b'necha ha'roifach ha'ta'achli ala she'ro le'kvoya gula b'shvi hilka kavua miyarach b'roch shachreho. And there's 27 letters, 27 words in the bracha, that's what the Torah says. Keneged chavzayin psukin shparashas mila, vechavzayin tevis v'pasu v'yemer shemoya adrei fecha, shebeschus ha'ter v'amitzus bo refua, vechavzayin oisis v'pasu ki chayim noseyem v'chol psoyim arpe. So 27 is the number, the magic number that is shayach to refua. And he says the parashas we find it in is the parasha bris mila, Pasha Vafu in the Torah, and Im Shamoya Tishma. So it's obviously the fact that Mila is Bishminis, and it was given and it was there, just like we said before that Geula is Shayach to Shvi is Bedafka, and that's why it's over there. It's not just the Mikra that, you know, it's kind of on the seventh year is coming, so we do a remiss. But that's very much part of it. Refuah is something that's Shayach to Mila. And b'meila, shmini is the expression of refuah as a mila. So let's try to understand a little bit. The Goyen says, this is in this pirush, in the siddur Nigla Nista. The Goyen says that the reason it's the Likutim from the Goyen. That the reason why it's keneged mila bedavka is because mila is kol ha'adam. Mila is the entire person, and b'meila it's kol ora machivarim shesagidim, and therefore refu is shaykh to it. So I want to try to be oimer on a certain nekuda about refu and understand the oimer of refu. In the Bria, there is nothing in the Bria that has in itself the ability to undo that which was done. L'mashal, if I take a rock and I split it into two, I can glue it back from today till tomorrow. If it'll break along that fault line, because breaking it into two made it into two racks, and you don't no longer have one rack; you have two racks joined together. And so on. Anything inanimate in the Bria does not regenerate itself. There's no Maisa of redoing something. The Oimek of Refua in the Bria is that a thing can recreate itself. L'moshel, if you take some primitive forms of life, you can cut off a leg, an arm, a foot, and it regrows it, it regenerates it. And the word is regenerate. And there's no difference in that and the first foot. It's exactly the same. There is a balchai, some sort of jellyfish, that really lives forever because it keeps on renewing itself totally in a way that it never gets lost. So refuah is not just a patch. In other words, a person has a problem, we fix the problem. It says in Azino, it says ani omes vani echya vani emchatz vani erpa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu crushes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals. So if it wasn't on par, it doesn't say I make aniyim and I make ashirus. I make battles against you and help you in battles. Most other areas are a patch in a way. There's a problem, this takes care of a problem. Refuah is an entirely different passion. Refuah is something that recreates the Tzuris Adam. That's the Inyan of Refuah. And that's why it belongs between Slicha and Geula, because in a certain sense, it is a Geula. It's the Pshat that the thing has recast itself, has become itself again the way it was before. A person who gets over an illness many times, we'll see in a second, there's no kikilei hoyer, there's no mark of it whatsoever. So refuah is the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's a cross between chidush and kiyum of what there is. So a person who is healed, it's like a tchias hameisim in one sense, in the fact that he was missing X and it regrew again, like it should have been, and here also. Mila is unique in that when Mila is the pshat, we create a new Tzuris HaAdam when we give a person a bris Mila. A person is born with an Arla, seemingly the Adam HaSholem is an Arla, and then when you remove it, you need to make a new Tzuris HaAdam who's a Mohel. Let's understand it physically. We live with the assumption that there's no part of the body that's to spare. We don't have spare parts. People don't believe in a Bayir Olam. One of the things they are into is that spare parts that are leftovers. They forgot to delete the file. So you have XYZ. And I remember it was considered to be quite good medical practice to remove any organs that were excesses. Appendix is only a problem. The tonsils in my days was a problem, and they removed them. And then they found out that they didn't know what it was there for, but it was there for a reason. So our understanding of the guf as a guf is that every single part is necessary. If we remove a part, it's not shayach that the guf should ever be what it ought to be. So if a person is missing any other aver, any other tiny snip of an aver, he could do without it. You could be missing a big part of your liver and you could do without it, but it's not as good as if you had the whole liver, because the tzur of the person with a whole liver, so if you take out a hair for liver, it'll function, but it's the same with a kidney. You'll be missing something. It's not the pshat as ki'ilu, it wasn't there. The only thing that is, the only chelek ha'adam that seems to come in two tzuris. There's an oral and there's a mohu. And it's two different gufim. So when we mal a person, the refuah was made bishmini, because that's where once a person becomes mohu, there's a chiddush of a new tzuris adam who's a mohu. So it goes to the very heart of what refuah is and what mila is. It's recreating the person. That's specifically for mila. Let's go back to the etzem, the way we mispal. We say, "Falei refuah shleima l'chol makriseinu." We mispal from refuah shleima, and we usually tell people, you know, when you wish somebody a refuah, they should have refuah shleima. Let's say somebody is missing parnasa; he needs $1,000. So we also would like to wish him he should get the whole $1,000. I mean, we don't, the word shleima. Let's say a person is amongst the goyim and he's suffering. There's also, you can have a partial yeshua and you can have a total. What's a shleima? Sri Bayaka says, "Befein Hashem nirofe pasuk beYirmiyah, b'loshin Yochid, v'alei refuah shleima, lekach oimer shleima." What's the word shleima? Lafuke shloye bonu negoyim sheinam choizer refuah. We shouldn't have negoyim that are not nisrabi. Don't vayikur rabbe v'shachas at sipa achas lo mashech achas minich achas loyim kashem sheefshel lachzor kach yefshel negoyim lachzor. And so on. So he says over here that there is, he says, Lafuk shebon negoyim sheinam choizrim lerefuah. The musig of something being unhealable. The fact that there's a certain type of nega. So let's go back to a person's to a tzur of adam. A person is missing a part of a foot or something like that. He can learn to compensate for it, and the person can manage with it. But but at the end of the day, we say that it doesn't go back again. It can't come back. In other words, the refuah is not chal on that chelik. So refuah comes in two levels. One is a patch. In other words, I'm missing something, I have a problem. So okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. And refuah comes in a much deeper oifin, where it recreates the person, where the person is a whole different tzura, and it regenerates chiyas. The first refuah is important. It's about kosher. But our bracha, our tefillah here is v'alei refuah shleima l'chol makaseinu, means that the thing should be nisrapi meikroi. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya. We stood sometimes in the shir. He points out by v'rapa yirape. He points out that every time refuah is listed every time refuah is in the Torah, sometimes it's with a pay and sometimes with a fey. So he says whenever we're talking about a person healing, it's with a pay, with a dogish, yirape. Whenever it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Ani Hashem rof echa without a dogish, it's rafe. So he says every type of medication, any type of healing that comes from us is always in the nature of an intervention, and it's in the nature of a battle. In other words, I have microbes, let's kill them. I have this, let's cut it out, and let's radiate it. In other words, whatever I do, I combat the disease, which in itself has always a problem. Because basically what you're doing is you're fighting a battle. Whether you're doing it by surgery, you're doing it, however you're doing it. That itself is always strong-handed, so to speak, and therefore it never brings back the shleimus to a person. Masha Einkein, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's roifei, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the chiyus from the sheirish, there we can have it's refuah lashon rafa, he says, because it's not by fighting and creating some collateral damage, but be'etzem you mechaya once again. It's just like the difference between getting better on your own or getting better when you intervene. When you get better on your own, you're back again to normal, and it's kilo lehoya. When you intervene with something, it helps and it's useful. But at the end of the day, there's some issues. Whatever you did to fight this is going to have some effect on the rest. So let's take a look. There's a Zayah Kaddish here, and he says a Nakuda that sort of enlightens us on it. Posavama Rifa'ina Hashem ve'Rafe. So we say Rafa'inu Hashem ne'rafe. What kind of lashon is that? Why does it say Baruch Aleinu v'nizbarech? You know, give us money and we'll have money. You know, fight our battles and we'll win. It's the only place that says Rafa'inu Hashem ne'rafe. It's a pasuk. Kim v'amar Rafa'inu mavei rafe. Kim v'amar she'inu mavei v'sheya. So the Zohar says Kivon de'asi masi manhu demachi. He says, if the doctor's healing, who's creating the disease? Ella, the Zohar says, Kol asvasa de alma b'yarei kutcha b'richu. They're all healing comes from Kutcha b'richu. Avol is min hoin al yorei de shlicha. Some of it comes through a shliach. V'is min hoin, some of them d'lo yismasu b'yarei shlicha. A shlich doesn't have it. V'inon d'ismasa b'yarei de shlicha. Those that are given over to a shliach, asvasan inon, they are refuas. Avol lezimna mishadja, but they come back after some time. Avol inon de kutcha b'richu masi. When those that are Kadosh Baruch Hu heals, ahu mara lo yishad al almin, that disease never comes back again. Valdo asvasa delay you asvasa. His refu is a real refu, the less with mara klal, because there's no choli. Or begin kach refeinu Hashem veirafe vaday beloy kitruga klal. That's lush. So what it means is it's giving us really the basic havana that we're saying. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu does something through a shliach, what's the difference if he does or shliach does? How do we deher whether Fala Malach did or Kadosh Baruch Hu or Asa did it? How do we know? The answer is because, like we said before, the refuah is where there was a lack of chiyus in some part of a person. Some aver of a person was lacking chiyus. It makes no difference how we describe it. So I can deal with it at the level of the aver. In other words, I deal with it at the nekuda of the issue. So I fix the pipe. So it's a patch. It's never more than a patch. Let's say a person has a leak in a pipe. And he puts a patch on the pipe, so he fixed the pipe. So that's always mu'ud for piranhas, because you never in the world of the this world it's yesh miyesh, and nothing regenerates and nothing becomes again new. But let's say a person redoes the piping, he relays the piping. So then that problem will never recur because you have a new line of chiyas, so to speak. Refuah in this world has two dargas. There's a refuah that deals with the problem, like any other problem person has. Refuah deals with the immediate issue, and that's something that is works for the specifics, and that's it. But that's not the brach of refuah that we've been responsible for. There's a refuah that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means the person gets a new line of chiyus. In just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is boire the world. The Chazal say it's fascinating. Ani omes ani echya ani emchatz ani erpa is going on chiyus hameisim. That's makosi shalolam. In other words, in the ultimate deher, we deher chiyus hameisim as a refuah, because it goes like this: the shayrish of the neshama stays and stays forever, and has to stay forever, or else we'd be a different person. If me was to disappear and never appear again, it's so tomorrow when they create me, it's not me. Tchias HaMeisim is based on the premise that I have an existence, but one of my appendages, pardon for the word, is my guf. My guf is an appendage of the neshama. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals the Makos HaShalolam, we regrow that appendage. So just like a fingernail regrows, it's the same fingernail, it just keeps growing again and again. And just like a lower form of life has hands and feet that it can regrow again, the person can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regenerates the guf. Refuah is an inyan that comes from the very Sheirish of Bria's Olam. It says those are three keys that are not given over to anyone. It says Chaya, it says the Chamim and Parnasa. Those are things that are Shaykh to Yesh Me'ayim. Real refuah coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shaykh to that. So let's say a person had some disease, and then somehow his own body coped with it, and it's gone. That means that in the Shoresh there was a tikkun, and the thing is kolayhoya. The bracha of refuah certainly has in itself one level where we spell for chaylim, and that's appropriate. We need to daven and just help them in that particular thing. But the bracha of refuah is an extraordinary deep bracha. It's a bracha Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal in the Torah. That's one place where we have a kel nor refon olah. Refuah was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. He was mispal for Kaisel not to be destroyed. But the tefillah that we have of him, of a nusach tefillah that Chazal use as an example, that you don't need to say the name, you don't need this, you don't need that, all of them are learned from there. Refuah in its deeper oifin is a sniff of Trias HaMeisim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can regenerate parts of the person. That's the bracha of Refainu. It's something which is shayach to Mila specifically, because Mila be'etzem is, we want, when you heal a nimo, you're not just interested that the particular, the wound you heal. You want that the person, b'teiras a mohol, should also be healed. In other words, I now want that his tzuris adam should be a tzuris adam with a bris, and that's why the tefillah is with Ein Hashem v'nei rofe, that HaKadosh Baruch, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will give us a refuah, then we will as we were never sick. It's as if ke'il we were never sick. Okay, I'll hold it here.